Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 16th of February, and here are today's top news stories, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. The Beijing Olympics doping controversy engulfing Russian skater Kamila Valieva took a fresh twist on Wednesday after a US media report said she had three substances used to treat heart conditions in the sample which triggered the scandal. The 15-year-old figure skater topped the short program on Tuesday to put herself in prime position to win the women's singles competition when it concludes on Thursday, bursting into tears afterwards and refusing to talk to journalists. Valieva took centre stage at the Olympics after the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled she should not be suspended despite failing a drugs test in December, although she had not been cleared of doping and still faces further investigation. Games testing authorities said last week that the teenager tested positive for trimetazidine, a drug used to treat angina but which is banned for athletes by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, because it can boost endurance. The New York Times reported that her sample also contained the substances hypoxin and L-carnitine, which are not on WADA's prohibited list. Valieva said she tested positive because of contamination from her grandfather's medicine. A defiant Ukrainian leader urged citizens to celebrate a day of unity on Wednesday, as Washington warned once again that Russia remains poised to launch a devastating assault. President Volodymyr Zelensky chose the date for what he hoped would be a patriotic outpouring after US reports suggested Russian forces could attack as early as the 16th of February, that's today. An intense diplomatic campaign is underway to head off the crisis triggered when Russia deployed more than 100,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, backed with fleet reinforcements and powerful artillery and missile systems. At least 10 fishermen died and 11 others were missing on Tuesday after a trawler from Spain sank in rough seas off eastern Canada, officials said, with poor weather reducing chances of finding more survivors. There were 24 crew members aboard the vessel when it went down 250 nautical miles, that's 463 kilometres, east of Newfoundland, with rescuers searching for the remaining crew despite difficult weather conditions. Weather conditions including heaving seas, fierce winds and reduced visibility were complicating the search for survivors, with the arrival of nightfall and dropping temperatures in the cold North Atlantic only reducing the chances of finding more crew members alive. The Netherlands said on Tuesday it will drop almost all coronavirus restrictions, the latest European country to try to return to normal despite still high Omicron variant infections. Dutch bars, restaurants and nightclubs will go back to pre-pandemic opening hours, and health passes will be scrapped by the 25th of February. Social distancing and face masks will no longer be obligatory in most places, while the quarantine period for those with COVID-19 will be shortened to 5 days. The country will open again, Health Minister Ernst Kuipers told a press conference. Today's weather is expected to be rainy and windy, with gusts of up to 65 kilometres per hour throughout the day. Temperatures start off at between 5 to 8 degrees Celsius, rising to a high of 12 by the evening. For more on any of these stories, and for the latest news headlines, visit rtltoday.lu.